What an honor we've got today here on the show as we welcome Emily Killian with us this morning. Now, the name Emily Killian is famous. Of course, Emily, you're famous. I'm not selling your name itself short. But you're probably known to most now as Peppa Pig on the big stage. How about that, huh?
That's right. Hey, I'm not fighting it. I like being known as Peppa. She's great.
Peppa Pig is coming to the Brown County Music Center, Nashville, Indiana, Wednesday, October 16th, and bringing a show that kids everywhere is going to love. And Emily, we were joking before we went on the air. This Peppa Pig sensation has just taken over, and it is sweeping the nation, isn't it?
It really has. I will never stop being surprised by the response we get from kids. And it can be kids that are 2 years old, 8 years old. We've had some high school students come to our backstage VIP party and just go gaga for her. So it really, like you said, it's sweeping the nation is a good way to put it.
Now, on a side note, Emily, how has the transition been? Because the way I understand it, you are a teacher. Is that right?
Yeah. I was teaching 7th through 12th grade theater down in Melbourne, Florida, and got the opportunity to audition for a theater company out in Northern California, and ended up signing on for a year season with them, and since then have been acting full time.
Did you watch cartoons as a kid, and what was your favorite? I mean, I still like to catch the Tom and Jerry cartoons and some of those classics. Flintstones.
You know, oh yeah, love the Flintstones. My brother and sister and I, we would wake up on Saturdays to watch One Saturday Morning, which was a program, I believe it was on ABC, and it had a whole bunch of them all mashed up. We loved Doug when we could get it. We loved Recess. Pepper Ann. So we were kind of that early 90s generation.
Gotcha. Well, what's the most exciting part about being on this Peppa Pig tour right now?
I really think it's the reaction of the kids. I mean, first of all, a tour is really fun. You get to see cities in America that you might never otherwise get to visit. I don't know when I would have visited Nashville, Indiana, but I'm really excited to come and see it and check it out. That's really fun. But I think what really just fills my heart is the response that we get from these kids, just knowing that just having fun and doing what I love to do can bring so much joy to so many kids just rocks my world. So I think that's got to be my favorite part.
Absolutely. I can only imagine because, as we said, I mean, you're a rock star. These kids absolutely love Peppa Pig. And to see the young audiences and see their eyes light up, it's got to be certainly an experience that you love doing night in and night out. And you're touring all over the country with this show, right?
Yeah, we're touring for 10 weeks. We're in a different city every day, almost every day. So we're really making the rounds. We're getting to see lots of America. I'm actually watching the hay bales go by outside my window right now on our way down to Charleston, South Carolina.
How about that? Well, kind of walk us through this stage production and your character in the show and what Peppa goes through with this adventure.
Well, so one of the really great characters that kids are going to meet for the first time is a human named Daisy. And so she's the one who's going to take the kids kind of through this adventure with Peppa and all of her friends. So in the first act, we're going to experience what it's like to go to your first day of school, meeting all your friends, meeting a new teacher. There's a really fun music class that the audience will get to take right alongside with Daisy and Peppa and learn some music. And we do some nursery rhymes. And then in the second trip, we go on a really fun camping trip to the outdoors. And so the second act is all about exploring nature and the wonder of the outdoors. And there are lots of really fun, surprising puppets that we meet along the way and a fun little surprise party at the end. I won't spoil too much.
Wow. Well, again, a great show coming in Nashville, Indiana. Again, this is for the kids and for the kids at heart. Everybody loves Peppa Pig right now, the craze that's sweeping the nation. Nashville, Indiana, October 16th, Wednesday night show. Tickets are still available. Go to browncountymusiccenter.com to get those tickets because I'm sure this is going to be a sellout. You know, before we went on the air, as I was telling you, I've got a young niece that is going to the show, and she is such a huge Peppa Pig fan. You're just going to make her day. How long does it take to get to the costume for this?
Oh, well, so that's the fun part. Peppa is actually someone I work alongside. We're doing life-size puppets. So I operate a Peppa puppet who is probably about the same size as your niece. And so I get to, I'm her voice. I get to dance alongside her. I operate her. We sing for her. So, yeah, luckily I'm in a pretty simple costume. It's all about the pig. I am just the operator of her.
Got it. Well, again, can't wait for the show. Coming to the Hoosier State, the Brown County Music Center. It's a new venue. You're going to love it, Emily. I tell you what, this stage is awesome, and this venue, this setting. So perfect for Peppa the Pig's visit Wednesday night, October 16th. Again, tickets are on sale now. BrownCountyMusicCenter.com. Get those tickets. Take the kids. It's an experience that the whole family will enjoy. And Emily, can't thank you enough for taking time to talk with us and talk about this exciting show coming to our area. We sure do appreciate the visit today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope all your listeners come to see us. We cannot wait to get to Nashville.